W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley working to clarify comments she made about the Civil War last night at a campaign event in New Hampshire. The former South Carolina governor failed to mention slavery as the cause of the Civil War. At a town hall event today, Haley explained her answer.
I guess if you grow up in the South, it's a given that it's about slavery. To me, it was about freedom. What do you do? It's bigger than slavery. That was such a stain on our history. But what do you take from it going forward?
The New Hampshire primary now less than a month away. The kibbutz near Oz released confirmation of the death of another American hostage. 70-year-old Judy Weinstein was fatally wounded during the October 7th Hamas attacks and her body taken to Gaza. She also held Israeli and Canadian citizenship. In Moscow, Idaho, demolition is underway on the off-campus home where four University of Idaho students were murdered in 2022. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. What did Universities of Wisconsin leaders know about LaCrosse's disgraced chancellor and when? That's what State Senator Steve Noss says he wants to know. He's calling for a pause on the diversity deal lawmakers made with the Board of Regents until they get some answers. Joe Gao was fired last night for making online pornography. Young people of color are still going to prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say the root causes of youth crime are often systemic.
Sometimes they cause violence and cause damage to their communities that none of us should be tolerating or living with. But I think that we really need to ask, what is it that's driving their offending? And what is it that's going to help cure those problems?
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A number of organizations in the Duluth and Superior areas have received parts of $214,000 of grants. The Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation announced that 43 organizations, ranging from the Apostle Islands to the Iron Range, will receive funding for things like environmental education to hunger and mental health. Community Impact Director Michelle Morris said, quote, "There were many more excellent requests exceeding the funding available and making the decision very difficult." The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the start of inland trout early catch and release season is approaching. Residents can target any of Wisconsin's four inland trout species from January 6th to May 3rd, but can only use artificial tackle, and all trout caught must be immediately released. A valid 2023-2024 fishing license and an inland trout stamp will be required, which can be obtained through the Department of Natural Resources license portal or through an authorized license agent. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But the feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jaire Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jaire run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline right there. When I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jaire like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 today with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear down to 23. Tomorrow, sunshine 41. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with late day snow showers and a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Our awesome farmers market and the Shaw.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide and live on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And I want to comment a little more on what I was saying just before we finished. At the end of last hour, this motion by Jack Smith is an important motion, because even though you have a right as a First Amendment basis, he has a right in a campaign, Trump does, to say any crazy stuff he wants within limits, not threatening violence, but saying the FBI did it, blah, blah, blah. And the idea is under the First Amendment that everybody can sort that out. But if you are in a courtroom in a jury trial, judge can tell you that you can't raise certain defenses of certain things because they're frivolous, they're false, and you can't do sneaky things like the last minute say I have an alibi, I was in New York at a play and here's a guy, my buddy, who says I was there, that kind of thing. You can have an alibi witness, but you have to give advance notice so that the prosecutor can investigate it. Well, here, you can't do things like say, I'm afraid of going to jail. I couldn't survive jail. You can't say that. You can't say that the FBI did it. Now, if he does say that, because Trump can blurt things out and disobey the judge, and unlike a civil case, the judge can't just declare a mistrial and then try him over. He'll claim double jeopardy. So there are ways of handling a recalcitrant witness like Trump if he takes the stand. If he continues to shoot his mouth off, there are a couple of things you can do. In the Chicago 7 trial, remember in 1968 at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, there was there's violence, there's a disruption, and some of the ringleaders were tried. There's seven of them, Chicago 7. When they were in court, they were like Trump. They deliberately screamed at the judge, insulted him, and called him ethnic slurs and all this. The judge bound and gagged them. So they sat there at the table right in front of the jury, bound and gagged. When it went to the Court of Appeals, the Seventh Circuit overturned that. They said that that was a too harsh a remedy. And then you saw in the Waukesha Parade trial, where you had an irrational defendant, and the judge very properly put him in like a soundproof booth so he could see what was going on, but he couldn't shout out things. And then when he was supposed to testify, she could activate his sound system. So you do something like that. Now, to do that with Donald Trump, who's running for president, would be an extraordinary thing, but that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is an instruction from the judge to the jury. He rants and he says stuff. And she could turn to the jury and say, ladies and gentlemen, you're instructed that what Mr. Trump just said is false. He was told not to say it, but the truth is this. There were no FBI agents in the crowd, and you just keep doing that to him. But do not discount his appetite, his ability to disrupt, to disobey anything, simply because he has security. Are they going to throw him in jail? They'd throw you or me in jail in a heartbeat, but they've got to be skillful with this guy, and Trump's or Jack Smith's motion is going to go a long way towards taking care of that, I think. One of the things that's concerned me, and I didn't read this, what he said in Iowa the other day, until just before this show. This is really alarming. You know, everybody talks about Trump. They go, well, you know, he's crazy, this, that, and the other thing. And then they just go on to another subject. But he is said some pathologically disturbing things. His recent pronouncement are that he's a godly figure. You know, he threatened dictatorship, joking in only one day, ha, ha, ha. And it's caused alarm. It's caused alarm among experts and psychiatrists and psychologists. Here's what he said in Iowa last week. Quote, if you had a real election and Jesus came down and God came down and said, I'm going to be the scorekeeper here, I think we'd win in California. I think we'd win in Illinois. And I think we'd win in New York. Now, that's really not only a peculiar and a strange thing to say, but that is a narcissism to a pathological max. For a guy to get up, now he's the front runner in the primary. The general is all margin of error right now. To say in Iowa, right in front of the media, quote, but I think if you had a real election and Jesus came down and God came down and they said, I'm going to be the scorekeeper here, I think we'd win in California. I think we'd win in Illinois. And I think we'd win in New York. I think he actually believes that. And he certainly wants his followers to believe it. Here is the opinion of one expert. Quote, Mr. Trump is an obvious and severe sociopath, an antisocial person, lacking the capacity for honesty, empathy, or respect for the rule of law. Also, his mental illness makes him dangerous, especially as his legal problems grow worse. He's now publicly declaring himself the chosen one. He'll use that term, you know, with obviously theological overtones, chosen by God and Jesus Christ to be the next president. Now, this goes beyond separation of church and state. You know, there are people who think they're Napoleon, you know, and some of them will put their hand, you know, in their shirt and stand there and, you know, they belong in an institution. They don't belong in charge of our nuclear weapons, what we do in Ukraine, what we do in the Middle East, what we do with China, what we do with money. That's not right. That's simply not right. We go into the lines. Take you in order. Do not hang up. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind, Gene?
Thank you so much, Matt, for bringing this up, because I think it's significantly important, because there has been, you know, deterioration in Trump all the way along here mentally. And, the you know, at first, you know, they had the alert out. You know, you see the film on Sick. Now, those psychiatrists and psychologists sounded the alarm about Donald Trump, his history, and all the things he's done, and the concerns for our country. And they were chastised because they did not see him in their office. However, when you see a patient in your office, you trust what they say and testing and things like that. However, you do not see how he acts on a normal daily basis, whereas he was covered almost every minute of the day in all different kinds of situations. So those people those psychologists and psychiatrists had more evidence than anybody in an office meeting with one person alone. And they were concerned and alarmed. And I agree with them 100%. This man is not fit to run our country. And the sad part of it is, as he's playing on the people who also may have some issues going on. Remember, our country's been through a lot. I really do believe a lot of people suffer from PTSD because of COVID, the traumas that have happened, and his ability to pull people in that are being sucked in, unfortunately, due to the manipulation of lies that have been told. And I'm really concerned about the mental health of our country, and this man should never be allowed to cross that Capitol or have anything to do with our government. Thank you very much, Matt, because
this
is huge. Bye-bye.
Excellent comments. Gene, excellent comments. Thank you. David of San Francisco, my friend. Thank you for calling, David. What's in your mind today?
Oh, hi, Matt. Yeah, I hope you first have a good new year. I didn't realize that you were an attorney and had brought some similar cases up, but, just as a general statement, you've heard that old line, there's no honor among thieves. Trump and his people are organized crime, and they can't trust each other. And I've been calling a lot of stations, especially the super right-wingers, and telling them, don't get suckered into buying any of his stuff from New York, because that's going to make you a fence. If Donald Trump has lost his business license in New York State, and he's trying to secretly sell his stuff, then anybody that ends up with a deed of any of his properties is going to be looked at as part of organized crime. So there is a way of dealing, there is a way of dealing with these people. And similarly, I've probably caused who knows how many billions of dollars I've had Texas lose. There was an attempt to impeach their attorney general down there, Paxton. And if you paid attention to that case, the judge was developed, and all of a sudden the judge got a $3 million donation from Paxton's political action committee. Wow. And then all of a sudden Paxton got off scot-free. And so what's to say that the bond issues of the state of Texas should be in the dump right now?
David, thank you for calling. These are some excellent comments, David. I really appreciate it. Call more often. Thank you very much. Chad of Greenfield, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Chad?
Hey, how's it going, man? I forgot to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you. Same to you, Chad.
Thanks, buddy. I think it's funny that Gene and yourself and all these other people are worried because a couple TV psychologists think that, President Trump has Napoleon-like issues, but they conveniently ignore the obvious fact that Joe Biden's dementia. I mean, everyone sees it. Anyone with half a brain knows he's demented. He can't even walk off a stage.
Well, that's not true, Chad. The thing is, no psychiatrist has said he's demented. And the truth of the matter is, he's 3.5 years older than Trump. 3.5 years. Trump has early onset argumentative dementia. His face is in a constant snarl. And, Biden doesn't go around saying stuff like, if Jesus Christ and God came down and ran the election, I'd win in New York. He doesn't say stuff like that. And he doesn't say he's the chosen one and this and that and the other thing. So the fact of the matter is,
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Who will control Congress in 2024? That is the million-dollar question. There's a better question. Who will control it in the next two or three months? And why do I say that? Because there are four congressional seats that are up for special elections in the next couple of months. First of all, George Santos, Staten Island, New York. He's a Republican, but it's a swing district, and there's a fellow named Suozzi, S-U-O-Z-Z-I, who was the incumbent there, a Democrat. Ran for governor, didn't make it. Now he's coming back. Everybody's behind him. The odds are very, very strong that he's going to win. And by the way, a bit of local color in the Milwaukee art scene. Any one of you, anybody out there who knew Paula Suozzi, great opera director, the Skyline Opera Theater, and now she's with the Metropolitan Opera, specialist in Wagner. Excellent. That's her cousin, Suozzi. So in any event, Suozzi looks like he's going back into the battle in Staten Island. That seat will probably flip. Go Democratic. So we pick one up. Kevin McCarthy resigned as of the end of this year, so his seat will be up. That, however, it's in California, Central Valley. It's a Republican seat, so Democrat, you know, could win, but it's unlikely. In Ohio, there's a guy named Bill Johnson who just quit. Bill Johnson, his seat is up, but that's a seat that Trump won by a fairly large margin. Probably stay Republican. In New York, a guy named Brian Higgins around Buffalo, he decided to retire. Now, he's a Democrat, so the Republicans lick their chops. I think we'll hold that seat. So out of this, we'll come up with a net of one additional seat. Well, then what you have is November. There are 17 seats that Biden won and a Republican won for Congress, and those are going to be the focus. Those are going to be the focus. I'll get into them in a second. I'm going to go to John of Kenosha. Thanks for calling, John. What's your mind today? John?
How you doing?
John of Kenosha. Good, thank you. Go ahead, John.
Hey, just take in a little bit on what's going on here. I think that the country is pretty screwed up, but I think it's doesn't matter who runs our country. I think it's kind of a one-sided thing with both Democrats and Republicans. What do you say on that?
Well, you know, the thing is, it once been said that democracy is the worst of all possible forms of government, except for all the alternatives. Throughout our history, we've had problems. If you think we have problems now, what do you think would have happened if you were around in 1776, 1860, 1941? Our problems pale in comparison to that. I'm very, very bullish on America. It's the responsibility of everybody to be a patriot, to love America, to make America successful. Our challenge is that we've got to unify, because a house divided against itself cannot stand. We've got to come together. That's the only thing that I think on right now. If we're united, nothing can stand in our way, and I think we can be united. What we need are two parties that are center-right and center-left. Right now, we have the Freedom MAGA Caucus that is pulling an unnatural tug far, far off the beaten path, and that's hurting us. And frankly, we have people in the Democratic Party on the squad side that are going the other way. We need center-right and center-left. That's what we need. And I'm a traditional Democrat, a John Kennedy Democrat, Bill Clinton Democrat, Harry Truman Democrat, Franklin Roosevelt Democrat. It's the kind of Democrat I am. And I respect people who are Republicans. If they're a Dwight Eisenhower Republican, they can be a Tommy Thompson. They can be a Lee Dreyfus, that kind of thing. But so we've got to come together, number one. Number two, there are many problems around the world. Ukraine, the Middle East, China and Taiwan, North Korea. We have the best possible president you could have in our entire history to handle those. And why do I say that? Because he was in the Senate in 1972. He's been involved in foreign affairs all his life, knows these people, and is acting with great restraint. He's arming Ukraine, arms Israel, and then counsels both of them on how to achieve our objectives. I am a strong proponent of Western civilization. Everybody goes around apologizing. What the heck with that? Look at our Constitution. Look at the Enlightenment. We are an example to the rest of the world. And you can say we've had lapses. Of course, we've had lapses. But I really appreciate your calling. Call more often. But I'm very, very strong on America. Very strong on America. Wisco Paul, another kick at the cat, my friend. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Yeah, I just want to mention two quick things on the two political parties. Who created Social Security? Who created Medicare? And there's a number of other things. And who wants to protect it? It's pretty simple. I wish the Democrats would mention that more. They want to keep Social Security. They want to make it better. They want to keep Medicare. And that keeps old people from living in the cardboard box on the side of the street. That's the only reason I call back, because I get infuriated when people ask the difference between the two political parties. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah. Wisco Paul, thank you for calling back and jerking the chain. It needed to be jerked. The Democratic Party's role in our democracy, certainly in the 20th century, this wasn't true in the 19th century, has been to innovate and to do things that have modernized us. Social Security, Medicare, labor unions, all of them have advanced the country. The role of the Republican Party in the 20th century has been to conservatively tug back when and assimilate. And let's be blunt. Nobody in the Republican Party right now, as much as they like to get rid of Social Security and Medicare, could do it, or Medicaid for that matter. Much of the social spending that's done was created by the Democratic Party. It's refined. It's tugged on by the Republican Party. But you can't have a one-party state. And I say this to Wisco Paul, too. You can't have a one-party state. Mexico had that for 50 years, and they were a basket case. It's good to have competition. But Wisco Paul is correct. If you take a look at the things that have created modern America, Social Security, labor unions, and Medicare. Before Franklin Roosevelt, 1935, when he passed it, he was elected in 32, old folks frequently went hungry. Or they did live out in the woods somewhere in a hut or something. With a Social Security check, you can rent an apartment with heat. May not be the fanciest one, but you can rent an apartment with heat. And you can buy food. You can live like a human being. And Republican attempts to strip that away. I'm taking a broader view. In a society, you can't have a one-party state. And so it's useful to have two parties. But if you're going to have them, they should be center right and center left. And the truth is that Franklin Roosevelt was center left. Harry Truman was. John F. Kennedy was. Bill Clinton was. I am. Herb Kohl was. Pat Lucey was. The giants in our party were. And I'm not putting myself in their company. I emulate them. Think the world of them. Terrific, terrific people. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about who will control Congress, who will control Congress in 2024, and the ideas of Bill Bratton on restraining some of the violent protests that are occurring today.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says Senator Herb Kohl dedicated his life to serving kids, communities, Wisconsin, and the country. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Kohl's funeral. He died yesterday after a brief illness. Kohl was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try to keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. Other states like Michigan and Colorado have already made decisions on whether to keep Trump on their ballots. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A number of organizations in the Duluth and Superior areas have received parts of $214,000 of grants. The Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation announced that 43 organizations, ranging from the Apostle Islands to the Iron Range, will receive funding for things like environmental education to hunger and mental health. Community Impact Director Michelle Morris said, quote, "There were many more excellent requests exceeding the funding available and making the decision very difficult." The Wisconsin Tobacco Line has announced it will quadruple the amount of medicine it gives out to help Wisconsinites stop smoking in 2024. The organization will now offer 8 weeks of medication instead of two as a way to further support residents who are trying to kick the habit. Services through Wisconsin Quitline are available to any resident over the age of 13. The 8 weeks of treatment is a limited offer, and the organization reminds residents that they can also likely get medication to quit smoking through their health insurance. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But they're feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out a defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline right then. When I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 today with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear down to 23. Tomorrow, sunshine 41. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with late day snow showers and a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
I'm fixing a hole. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Cam of Nina, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cam. What's in your mind today?
Hey, I don't know if you recall, but when I had called in maybe like a week ago, I was talking about things like, well, people like to see, the voter bases on the left like to see things that pertain to them too, just like anybody would, right? And even though stuff like groceries or gas prices, you can't just like, ding, oh, new president, we have new gas prices now. It doesn't work that way. There's no button Biden's pressing to, or slots that he's pulling, right? So then I thought about it more, and I'm wondering, like, past politicians then, and with just people, it has to be a cultural thing, right? Like, how do we educate people more? Because I still hear, like, the he made all these jobs and the economy is booming and stuff. But just the other day, I'm sure maybe you'll see it at some point, there was a video circulating of this woman explaining that there's all of her grocery prices are still up really high, and the call for return to office is even higher, and people just don't feel any of the relief yet. So how do we educate people on when that relief is coming so they understand what to do past their civic duty of voting?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And let me just comment briefly on that. All of the analytical data show that we have the lowest unemployment basically since the end of the Vietnam War, that 98% of the jobs that have been created in this country in the private sector, non-farm jobs, have been under Democratic presidents since 1989. And the truth of the matter is there are many, many jobs that are going unfilled. But there's an old adage in politics that says you can't just use data to make people feel differently than they feel. You know, they feel a certain way. Now, some grocery prices are up. Not all grocery prices are up. Gas right now is looking pretty good. It's under $3 a gallon. It's in the mid twos in a lot of places where it was before. And a president, as you say, doesn't create a single job. A president is the leader of a party that has an economic vision, and this has to do with a lot of different economic issues. And the Democratic Party has always been one of making sure that people don't suffer, that the Social Security, there's Medicare, labor unions of support. In the long run, everybody does better. So the question is, how do we, quote, change people's minds? Well, first of all, the Republican Party is attacking Trump, strike that, attacking Biden for everything that Trump has done. You know, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, took $2 billion from the Saudis, makes over $40 million a year to think about it and to manage it. And so they attack Hunter Biden. Trump has been on the take from the Russians for more than 20 years, so they attack Hunter Biden and try to drag Joe into it. Trump stole classified documents, hid them, resisted a subpoena, lied in response to the subpoena, and our agents were executed in China and Russia. And they say, well, you know, Biden and Pence had some documents that they voluntarily turned in when they found them, as if that's an equal equivalence. So what do? You continue to speak, Cam, as you do. You're a younger guy. Remember you shared that with me a week or two ago. And I like that in our party. I think it's very, very important. It is true that all aspects of the party have to feel welcome in the Democratic Party. The Republican Party is splitting up. I'd like to see the Democratic Party not split up. And so there are, the question isn't so much, is there a silver bullet that I can show you or say or press a button or say a magic talismanic word, and it's going to change everybody's minds. But I would continue to press the issue, press the news, the good news. The economy is better. Grocery prices are lower than they are in a lot of other areas in the world. Biden handled the recession better than anybody. And it wasn't a recession, I misspoke. This inflation better. He kept us out of recession. The Federal Reserve Chairman Powell did a great job. And I think I would like to see people start standing up for America. You know, you have the MAGA right-wing nuts who attack America all the time. You have the squad attacking America all the time. I'm tired of people attacking America. I'd encourage every young person to give serious thought to going into our military. Be proud of being an American. Be proud of Western civilization. Be proud of our Constitution. Be proud of the Enlightenment and how we live, and seek to spread that to other countries, not just say, well, whatever they do is equivalent and blah, blah, blah. So, and those are just some thoughts, Cam. Young guys like you are the future of the party, and I really would like to see you in leadership positions. Think of running for office, the Assembly, the State Senate. Seriously. Seriously. Because you're a well-spoken guy. Thank you. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind, eh, Bill?
Well, thanks, Matt, for giving that young person a boost. We do need youth, because if the youth come in and take over our political situation, they're going to take a chainsaw to it, because their agenda is a lot different than a bunch of old guys' agendas. But let's just talk about how we can move forward and maybe a game plan that might win us what we're after. I was just reading an article today about some of the greatest bipartisan politicians ever. One of them, and this is a name that goes way back, Everett Dirksen. But there was Tip O'Neill. There were plenty of people, not just on the Democrat side, Republican side too. If we were to make a push in marketing on all the great bipartisan Democrats and Republicans, we'd have an election we'd enjoy.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. And I remember Everett Dirksen. He was great. I mean, Eisenhower was great. Eisenhower, in 1952, the Democrats and Republicans offered him their nomination. He was the guy that won the Second World War. He picked the Republican, but basically he sent federal troops in to integrate a high school in the South. And it was a time when people in both parties agreed on what was good for America is what they wanted, even if they disagreed on tactics. Wisco Paul made the point earlier that Roosevelt was a transformational figure, Social Security, and then Lyndon Johnson, Medicare, and transformational issues like that have occurred usually in the Democratic Party in the 19th century, in the Republican Party. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. The Democrats were slave owners. So things change, and they're changing now. You have to understand the nuances, but I agree with you that we need more young people in both parties, but I would especially encourage them to run for the Assembly and Senate now. There are going to be new seats. There's change in the air. If you're running against an incumbent, you're going to have righteousness on your side. I really believe that. I want to get back. We had talked about some topics. Who's going to control Congress? The ball game are the 17 seats that Biden won in the presidential, but Republicans won in the Congress. 2 in Arizona, 5 in California, 5 in New York, and 1 each in Nebraska, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Oregon. And it's probably going to come down to the 5 in California and the 5 in New York. There was just a redistricting decision in New York favorable to the Democrats. So stand by, fingers crossed. Going back to the lines, Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on some of the points that have been brought up over this last half hour. First off, that question about inflation. I just checked the inflation rate today was listed as 3.14, and average inflation in over the last 20 years or so has run between 2 to 3%. So it's coming down. It's coming down all the time. And I heard a statistic that said that this 3.14 rate was less than when Biden came into office with what Trump had left him. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that the inflation rate today is 3.14 and average is 2 to 3%. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to take a while till it shakes out. On the other hand, let us look at the accomplishments of Mr. Biden. And one of your previous callers had said anyone with half a brain can see that he has dementia. I don't see dementia. I see a person that has created over 14 million jobs during the last 3 years that he's been in office. Unemployment rate is now down to less than 4%, which is fantastic. There are more people working now than ever in our nation's history. And, just one one act that he was able to put through, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, that took a lot to pull together. It's $1 trillion in dollars that's going to be spent on infrastructure all the way from lead pipe removal to bridge repair across the country. And over this next decade will beat us 2 million jobs. He's already developed policies that have created over 14 million jobs. Okay, that does not sound like somebody who's teetering on the edge of dementia. He does have a stuttering problem. Without a doubt, he does have a stuttering problem. But that is not a mental decline. That is a stuttering problem and something that's shared by about 3 million other Americans and people around in our past and in other countries, people such as Winston Churchill, Julia Roberts, the actress, Tiger Woods, the athlete, Bill Walton, the athlete, the scientist Isaac Newton was a stutterer. It is, when you see him grasping for words, is it dementia or is it stuttering? He would tell you it's the stuttering, and judge him by his actions, and that would be the 14 million jobs so far and continuing to climb. So that's my two cents. Thanks for the opportunity to talk, Matt. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a great call. And think of it, the fellow who called in on the dementia thing is a what I would call a responsible conservative. Any point of view is welcome on the show. But the truth of the matter is most psychiatrists and psychologists are much more worried about Donald Trump and some of his fantasies and his mental illness. Biden is a more reserved guy. He's not a hail fellow well met guy. And he has absolute ramrod integrity. And he's the guy that passed not just infrastructure, hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure, two separate bills with opposition, brutal opposition from the other side, the CHIPS Act that revitalized our computer industry. And this is a guy, even Mitch McConnell, he's building a bridge from Cincinnati into Kentucky, and Mitch McConnell is there at the thing saying what a wonderful thing it is. So he has put people to work. He has stimulated in his leadership a resurgence in private investment. Private investment as a result of the CHIPS Act. Private investment as a result of the green energy. We are a dynamic capitalist institution as a country. We really are. And you need a leader who understands that, whereas Trump, his entire approach is negative, partially due to early onset dementia, but also partly because that's the way he is, always insulting, lying, and attacking. That's not leadership. You wouldn't want that in a Fortune 500 company. You certainly don't want it in a guy who presumably would then decide, does Russia get to go into Ukraine? Do we continue to support our allies around the world or not? Joe Biden is reliable. He's sensible. He's smart and he's experienced and he has a great deal of wisdom. And it is the Republican canard they keep throwing out about dementia. But a lot of times they throw things at Biden because Trump is in that condition. I'm not just talking about dementia, but dishonesty with his son-in-law and with him personally. And remember something. He's under indictment in four jurisdictions and 91 counts, felony counts. That is something, where there's smoke, there's fire. If there's anybody out there who thinks that he hasn't committed one felony out of 91, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell you. You got to use some common sense here. You got to use some common sense. Just take a look at what he's done and what he's doing. And a lot's going to depend on who controls Congress next time. Biden did this with the barest of majorities. Like with one vote majorities, he managed to do it. And when you have unanimous consent in the Senate and filibusters and clowns in the House, he managed to do it. Not many people could have done that. And not only does he not have dementia, yeah, he stutters and he functions. And so what? So what? Quit making fun of him because he stutters. That's really what's happening. Okay. Well, coming up, Nikki Haley stubs her toe on the slavery issue. You kidding me? And 21st century, coming up very quickly.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Nikki Haley, up in New Hampshire, she's an amateur, asked a question. She was asked the question, what was the root cause of the Civil War? And she fumbles around, very glib, eyes flashing. She said, here's what she said. I wrote it down. Quote, basically, it was about how the government was going to run. The freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. That's all she said. Nothing about slavery, nothing about keeping the Union together. Well, she took a lot of heat. And the next day she said, the guy you asked me was a Democratic plant. Excuse me. I mean, I can't think of a more basic question than what was the root cause of the Civil War to see how much American history you know. If somebody, and I'm included in this, doesn't think that she knows a lot about American history, but she's running for president, I would like to test that. I would like to know how much history she does know. And you can't get anything more basic as a softball question than what was the cause of the Civil War. So the next day she tries to clean it up. You know, they have this phrase, walking it back. Walking it back is basically when you say something and then you deny it the next day, and they call that walking it back. I mean, you know, I call it not being truthful, but in any event, she gets up and she goes, the cause of the Civil War is slavery. Everybody knows that. And then just no further comment, just goes on sort of grudgingly. Now, some people thought, well, she didn't want to offend the South. She didn't want to offend the right wing, you know, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the 3%ers in the Republican Party. I'm of a different view. I think that she, honest to Pete, possibly the only history course she's ever had was a compulsory high school history course in American history. And, you know, even then you should have known the answer. But I remember Leno, Jay Leno, when he was the talk show host, would have this thing where he'd send somebody to a college or on the street and ask them very basic questions and they'd screw it all up. And I remember one, they go up to somebody, some guy, and they go, and it was on a college campus. What year was the Civil War fought? What were the years the Civil War was fought? And he said, 1910. So, you know, there are people like that. You just don't want them running for president. You definitely do not want him running for president. And I think that somebody tested her on that. And I think he was absolutely right to test her on that. There was an interesting comment, a proposal made by a guy named Bill Bratton. Now, Bill Bratton, you may not be familiar with the name, but he is one of the best police chiefs the country's had in a long time. He was police chief in New York. He's a police chief in Los Angeles. And he is down to earth, compassionate, smarter than heck, and a very, very strong, disciplined police chief. He was the police commissioner in New York, as I say. And he was asked to comment on the public protests that are going on right now about the attack by Hamas. It was a genocidal pogrom against Israel and Israel's response. And here's what he said. He said that there should be criminal charges for these unruly anti-Israel protesters if they get out of line. They've been punching people. They punched a police woman in the face in Washington, D.C., punched a guy and broke his nose in New Orleans. They hit a guy in California, and he fell down and died, and the fellow who did it is being prosecuted for homicide. And Bratton said, prosecute them, screw them up for the rest of their damn lives. Now, that's his statement of what he said, but what he did was, somebody asked him, well, what police tactic would you use? And he said, and I'd never heard this term before. It was very interesting. He said, there was a police tactic called kettling, K-E-T-T-L-I-N-G, kettling. What you do is when you have a protest, if you have a peaceful protest, it either has a permit or it stays on the sidewalk and it doesn't break windows and it doesn't punch people, and then that should be protected by the police under the First Amendment. But what they've done is they have cordoned off the roads, these protesters in Los Angeles and JFK Airport in New York, so that people couldn't get to their planes. Traffic couldn't flow. And some people were getting out of their cars, were abandoning them and walking with their suitcases up to the terminal. And what he said is, we had a thing called kettling, but the Attorney General in New York brought an action to stop it, and we were required by the mayor to sign a settlement. We can't do it. But what kettling does is, and it doesn't involve striking people, it involves herding people together in a group and containing them, you know, like putting them in the kettle, so to speak. And then the ones that have punched somebody, the ones that have trespassed and that kind of thing, arrest them. What happens now is there's no kettling, so this massive crowd is there, people running away, they can't be restrained. The cops will hand out pieces of paper to come back into court. People don't go into court. Then they're dismissed, and this thing is not being controlled at all. What he said is, quote, that settlement should never have been signed. It continues to restrict the police to enforce the law. I think that it really kind of goes beyond that. And our universities now, there are mobs that will protest, they'll trespass, they will punch and harass Jewish students, they will lock them in rooms, they'll take over libraries. There's a high school in Queens where a teacher had posted something on her Facebook that she supported Israel, and about 400 kids ran through the hallways trying to get to her, and they had to lock her in a classroom to protect her. The principal was then transferred. He was very an effective guy. This has got to stop. This organized anti-Semitism and hate towards Jewish people and frankly towards the United States and our democracy has got to stop. We have enlightened policemen, many enlightened policemen. One of them is Bill Bratton, great police chief. And I take seriously what he said, and I agree with him. I think they've got to restore this ability of the police to get people contained in one place, arrest them, and frankly, deport them if they commit a crime. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Great callers. Thank you for calling. I'm signing off for today.
Wood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm